Kavri, and take us to the Beis HaKvaros. The Kori Bey, and read it, Alfei Shafurei, and read it with 1,000 Shafreis, the Aboyin Yerm in 40 days. Is that, that's what you should do. Rashi Bey Kavri means Leshchichi Tamoninchi. Go to the Beis HaKvaros, nobody's around you. The Kori Bey Kleima Tekua Bey Alfei Shafurei. Like blow 1,000 Shafreis then. That's the way I put him into Shamtui. And that's what he did. So finally the card, the pitcher broke open from the 1,000 shofars. Or Miss Alma, and the strong person died. The bully died. So you see the Shamtu takes effect. This will be right before that Shamtu is Lashon of Shamais. It's an Indian person dies because of Shamtu. So Mara Mai Shipure, what is Lashon Shipure by blowing the shofar? Was it have Lashon of Shipure? Shenefroi Mimenu. That you get paid back because of it. So they blow the shofar, but the shamtui, that strengthens the shamtui, it comes and pays you back. My tavra, what's the lashon sometimes of tavro? Rashi says it means loma toiken tki or shvarim. Like tavra, why do we blow the shofar, lashon tki and shvarim? Om Rav Yitzchak, brei the Rav Yehuda, tavre bat the rami. Means it has the power of breaking down strong, big buildings. Rashi kolayma, shamtui is mishaba batim gvoyim. A shamtui has the power to break down even big houses. Like here, even this big bully, the Shamta killed him. Titania Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kol Mokam Shenasnu Chachamim Einayim Oymiso Oyoni. Whenever the Chachamim put their eyes upon somebody, in other words, they want to put him against the Shamtui, so the Chachamim is either the person dies because of that, or else Oyoni, the person becomes very poor. So that Chachamim has a big power. The Shamtui, that curse of the Rabbanin, could do a lot. Right, this is the end of the Halacha, is about Shamtui and Nidui. Now back to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, V'yaha Nazir, V'yaha Mitzorah, Mitumos L'tarosai. Says if a Nazir, or as a Mitzorah became Tor on Yom Tov itself, he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. He can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Boy minei Rav Yirmiyam Rav Zera. V'shaloi hoyo lehem penai. Does it mean to say that they didn't have time enough to take a haircut Erev Yom Tov? In other words, they first became Tor on Yom Tov itself. And Erev Yom Tov, they were still tummy. So they couldn't take the haircut. They didn't have time before. I do ma'afra shayolam panai. Maybe no. Maybe even if a mitzvah became tor right before Yom Tov, and really Erev Yom Tov, he could have taken the haircut, still we're matim to do it on Yom Tov. We'll soon see why. That was the shayla. Now that it says a mitzvah becomes tor on Chol HaMoed, does it mean that he first has his chance the first time now on Chol HaMoed? Or no, even if he had his chance before Yom Tov, still we're matim to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Omalais, he answered back like this. Tanina, we learned. Kol Elo Shamru. All these that say in the Mishnah, a person that comes over the yam, over the ship, it comes out of jail, out of being captured, is Mutar Nagalech B'Moyed. The Mishnah says those people are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, is Dafka B'Shaloi Hoyel and Panai. They did not have time before Yom Tov. Notice the ship first docked, Christ, a minute before Yom Tov, or first got out of jail a minute before Yom Tov, in a case where he did not have time to take the haircut before Yom Tov. I have a hoyulam panai, but let's say he got out of jail a day, Erev Yom Tov in the morning, then he had time in the afternoon to take a haircut, is asurim, then they're also to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Since they should have taken it before Yom Tov, they have no haircut to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. Mashen kein, nozir or mitzorah, but a nozir that becomes Torah now, or a mitzorah that becomes Torah now, afapi shoyulam panai, even though they had time Erev Yom Tov, they became really tor on Erev Yom Tov, and they could have taken the haircut then. Still, the halacha is by them and mutarim. They're allowed to take the haircut even on Chol HaMoed. Why? Shlo Yishor Korban Oseim. There's a new svara. Since the Mitzvah and the Nazir, when they become Torah, they have to bring the Korban, and they can't bring the Korban until first they take a haircut. So if we're going to tell them that they can't take the haircut on Chol HaMoed, they're going to push off bringing the Korbanos. So for the Tzorech that we want them to bring the Korbanos to become Torah Lagamri, we are matter them to take a haircut even on Chol HaMoed. Not only because they couldn't take it beforehand, even if they could have taken it beforehand, but for them the Rabbanan did not make the gzera. And Rashi says, "Shlo Yishor Korban Oseim, b'tegalachan, b'tegalachson, in taking the haircut, adliyachar regel, they should not push it off till after the Yom Tov. The nazir mitzora in mevi'in Korban Oseim adliyachar giluach, they could first bring the korban after the haircut. K'dechsib b'ukroy, like the pesukim saying, hilchach le'katzin alu. Therefore, the Rabbanan did not make a kenas with the nazir and the mitzora b'deloyavdi mekami regel." If they didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, they didn't make a knas not to do a joint Yom Tov. Joint Chol HaMoed. Because the Zimnin, the Loy Avdi, Kami Regal, sometimes they won't take a haircut before Yom Tov.
or miyasra lubim moyed, and you're going to tell them that during chol moed you also can't take haircut, is nimsa shemashoyin akabonos. You're going to push off their kabonos. V'yeinim kareivim v'yeinim ashmini bizmanon. The figure chomer megaleich bemoyed the mutav lekara zman akrovam v'lo leacher. It's kedar that they should take the haircut as soon as possible in order to bring the kabonos as soon as possible and not to push off the kabonos. So even though in a regular person is a takona nisa de rabbonin, not to take haircut during chol hamoed, like we learned before, we want them adapt to look nice on Yom Tov and not to come in menuvim, but by mitzvah and nazir, we're matter them to take haircuts even on chol hamoed. Verse says Tony, we learned like this: Hakoyein via ovel is mutarim bigiluach. A koyein on chol hamoed pashut means. Who had been in Ovel also on Chol HaMoed is Mutarim Bigluach. They were allowed to take haircuts during Chol HaMoed. So we'll explain each one separately now. Hi Ovel Hechidomi. What are we talking about that in Ovel is allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed? Ilai Mashachal Shemini Shaloi. The Erev HaRegel. If the Pshat that is Meis died 8 days ago. And the 8th day is Erev HaRegel. See, if so, since the Shiva went off already, he finished Shiva. And he started already 1 day of the Shloshim. And it's Erev HaRegel now, is he boiler le galuchi of Erev HaRegel? In such a case, no, he's not allowed to take haircut during Chol HaMoed, because he was supposed to take the haircut on Erev HaRegel, Erev Yom Tov. He has heter on Erev Yom Tov. Since Lamaisa, he finished the 7 days of Shiva, and he started now 1 day of Shloshim before the Regel, so halacha is the Regel, the Yom Tov, is Mevatel the Shloshim, so even though usually not allowed to take haircut until the end of Shloshim, but here, since you had 1 day of Shloshim ready, and then it comes the Yom Tov is Mevato the Shloshim, and the Loch is you're even allowed to take the haircut on Erev Yom Tov. So this was the case, you would not have had to do it during Chol HaMoed, because you're supposed to do it on Erev HaRegel. The Rashi says, the Tanah Masnisim, the Mishnah later will see, that HaKoyve Meisai Shemoyne Yomim Koydim HaRegel, that somebody buried his mace 8 days before the Yom Tov. Is botlim menuk zeres lamed yoim. He has no din of shloshim. Or mutter bigluach, he's allowed to take his haircut on Erev HaRegel. Hoyu lukvar hischu yoimecho min ha-shloshim. Since the 7 days went by of Shiva, and now you started the 8th day, that's the 1st day of shloshim. And since 1 day started, the locher is yom tov is mevato the shloshim. And therefore, midrabbonin, you're allowed to take haircut even on Erev HaRegel. If so, since this person was supposed to do it on Erev HaRegel, and he didn't do it on Erev HaRegel, he's not an honest anymore. So therefore now when it comes Chol HaMoed, he's talking now to take a haircut. So that can't be pshat in this braisa that says, an Ovel is allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. So it must be like this. Elo, the case has to be, Shechal Shemini Shaloi Liyos B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. True, he buried the mace 8 days before Yom Tov, and the 8th day is Erev HaRegel, but the 8th day is Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't take a haircut. So therefore, Lechura, the first time he can take a haircut is during Chol HaMoed. So therefore, for them, we're matin, he's called an honest, since he could do it before Yom Tov, we're matin to do it during Chol HaMoed. So Mar says, no, still that's not a good case. Even in such a case, where Erev HaRegel is Shabbos, and that's the 8th day, he boiler le galuchi Erev Shabbos. Still, you should have taken the haircut on Erev Shabbos. Even though that's only the 7th day of sitting Shiva, you didn't even start the Shloshim yet, still in this case, you were allowed to take a haircut on Erev HaRegel, on Erev Shabbos, which was the 7th day of sitting Shiva. I joined Shiva Yavnu Heter. The Teretz says, the Omer Rav Chizda, that Omer Ravina Bar Sheila, Halacha Kabishoyl, the Halacha is like Abishoyl that we say, Miksas Hayom Kekula. So on the 7th day itself, Miksas on the 7th day is considered like you finished sitting Shiva. And therefore, at the end of the 7th day, you're allowed to take a haircut. And even further, Umoidim Chachom La Mishoyl. The Chachomim that say, you don't say Mixas Yom Kekula, like we'll see later on in the Gemara, but in this case, the Chachomim agree to HaBishoyl, B'Shechal Shmini Shaloi Lias B'Shabbos. When the 8th day of the Shiva, the 1st day of the Shloshim, comes out on Shabbos, Erev HaRegel. Now it's Erev HaRegel now is Shabbos, and that's Yom Shmini. So now, what's the Shaila about the Erev Shabbos, which is only the 7th day of sitting Shiva? She'emut l'galech b'Erev Shabbos. Even the Chum agree here to HaBishoyl that you're allowed to take haircut on Erev Shabbos. Because it's a big tzarech. In other words, in such a case, even the Chum agree that we say Miksas Hayom Kekulei, which means a little bit of the 7th day, like we do the Maisa, when you sit Shiva, you sit 6 days, And the seventh day in the morning, you get up already. As long as he sat and mixes a little bit of the seventh day, mixes a yoke of kule. And here we say, it's Erev Shabbos now. This is the seventh day. So in the morning, the mixes sayyom is considered like the end of the Shiva. And then the rest of the day is considered like the beginning of the Shleshim. So we consider like the Shleshim started already, and therefore you're allowed to take haircut today on Erev Shabbos. So that can be our case here also. Since you're allowed to take haircut on Erev Shabbos, if you didn't, and you waited until Chol HaMoed, it should be also to do it during Chol HaMoed. You're not called an honest. You could have taken it before Yom Tov. Rashi says, this Shabbos Erev HaRegel, there be honest, le'mos l'glech v'shmini, Erev HaRegel, l'ochem l'galem HaRegel, he'bolo l'adno l'gub Erev Shabbos, shu shvi, l'ochem g'ab v'shoyel, ta'afidu l'ekovri ala shiva yomim koidim regel, bot l'menu g'zeh v'shloshim. That's Abba Shol's halacha. That if only 7 days before Yom Tov you buried the mace, so now Yom Shvi is Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Sholol, Yom Shvi, Mixas HaYom is the end of Shiva. And the rest of the day starts the Shleshim. So it's also considered like Shleshim started before the Yom Tov, and it's Mavato the Din Shleshim. That's Abba Sholol's halacha. But the Chachom argue on that. But in here, in this case, they agree. Umoidim Chachom Zafrashi Rabbi Sholol, Afagav Deboel Shemena, even though Chachom Shita is no, you need 8 days. That's when it's chal in the middle of the weekday. If it comes out the seventh day in the middle of the weekday, you can't take a haircut. You have to wait till the eighth day. Over here in our case, b'shachal shmin elias b'shabbos. Again, that the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, which is Erev HaRegel. To be honest, he's an honest right now. He can't take the haircut on the eighth day. In such a case, shemuta lagalech b'erev Shabbos, so shvi. Even the Chachamim agree to Abba Shoyl. In a case like this, that you're allowed to take the haircut on Erev Shabbos, which is the end of the seventh day only. In such a case, the Chachamim agree, you say, Mixas Hayayim, the morning of the seventh day, like end Shiva. And then the next few minutes, you're starting Shloshim. And Bevalot is right before Erev HaRegel, so it's Mevatel the Din Shloshim, so you're allowed to take the haircut right now. So since you're allowed to take the haircut on Erev Shabbos, if you didn't, you're not an honest anymore, and the Churit should be us if you to take it during Chol HaMoed. So where's the case that we're saying a novel is allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed? So my answer is, Leitzrich, you know what the case we're talking about? Leitzrich, we only need the case, Leitzrich is only needed, Shechal Shivi Shalai Lias B'Shabbos. Forget, when the seventh day of the Shiva came out on Shabbos, which was Erev HaRegel, so now it's Shabbos. You can't take a haircut today. On Erev Shabbos is the sixth day. There's no din mixas hayom. Pshita, you're a novel. You can't take the haircut before. So since you can't take the haircut before Yom Tov, the first time it comes possible to take the haircut is during Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you're allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. That's what the time of this brisa holds. So our Mishnah, the Chur argues on this. Because our Mishnah does not say a novel is allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. So the Chur, what's the machlokes? The Mishnah says like this. Tana brosovar lo kabishoyl. This last brisa that says the oval is allowed to take haircut during Chol HaMoed, does like kabishoyl. The yoma mixas yonkel kuloi. The little bit of the day is like the whole day. The yom shvi oiler lekan lekan. So here the seventh day is oiler for both. The beginning of the seventh day is like the end of the seventh day of Shiva. This was Shabbos, which was erev HaRegel. But the end of Shabbos is considered like the eighth day, like the Shloshim started already. Now, the Chiv on the Shabbos Eve, since today is Shabbos, onesu, you're an ones, and therefore, since you were not allowed to take a haircut today because of Shabbos, if Shabbos stopped you, therefore, during Chol HaMoed, you weren't allowed to take a haircut. It's called an ones before Yom Tov, therefore, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take a haircut. Of a Tana Didan, what does the Tana of our Mishnah hold? That does not say this case. Our Tana does not say a novel is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It only says the case you come over the Yam, or you come out of capture, or you come out of prison. Why doesn't it say a novel? Because Sovolok Rabbonin. Our Mishnah holds like Rabbonin Shita. The Amri Lo Yamrina Nixas Hayom Kukulai. We do not say a Nixas Hayom, a little bit of the seventh day, is considered like the whole seventh day. So therefore, V'yakati Lo Sholem Avelis the Shiva. Therefore, the 7 days of Shiva didn't end yet. Like we're talking about now, the seventh day is Shabbos Erev HaRegel. But the seventh day, a complete seventh day, is a din avelus on you. So it comes out that you never had a heter to take the haircut before Yom Tov. So Chorot Zapela then. So why can't you take the haircut during Chol HaMoed? The Chesvara is very shver. Our town holds there was no heter at all to take the haircut before Yom Tov. So Adarab, if you have no heter to take it before Yom Tov, it should be mutter during Chol HaMoed. So Rashi is mashma that if it's a din avelis that stopped you, that's not called an onus. Nonis has to be machmas a din teri, you call it nonis. But if the only thing that stopped you is only the din avela stopped you, that's not called an nonis. Also, we're not going to go into this now, we'll see later maybe, the Shash talks about Rashi, L'chura Tzashal, in such a case, are you know Shleshim during Chalamoid. Like in this case, where the Shvi, Erev Shabbos, Shvi Shabbos, is Erev Aregel. So before Yom Tif, you did not start Shleshim at all. Since you didn't start Shleshim before the Yom Tif, the Aregel is not Mavatel the Shleshim. And after Yom Tov, you have to continue keeping on the halachas of Shleshim. So the shalom is, what's during Yom Tov itself to have in Yoni of a Shleshim Nageya not? So Guru, if there would be a din of a Shleshim, some shittas hold like that, that's another reason why this guy with Tana holds in the Mishnah, you cannot take haircut during Chol HaMoed. Because you have din of Shleshim Nageya even during Chol HaMoed. That's what Shash talks about. It's not going to go into this. The core point of Rashi says that a vortage you're called an honest right now. Therefore, since the thing that stopped you from taking the haircut before Yom Tov was not a Hilchos Shabbos, it was only Hilchos Avelos Tikalocha. Avelos is not called an onus. Therefore, since you had no time to take the haircut, you're not going to take it now during Chol HaMoed. And Rashi says, Sadek Rabbanim, the Yamar Le'amina Miktam Chulay, Ela Shiva Shleim Mabinin. You have to have 7 complete days. V'yakati L'Sholom Avelos Shiva. Kaidim Regal. You did not finish a complete Shiva before the Regal. V'lo Heve Onus. Therefore, you're not called an onus before Yom Tov. Rashi says, "V'lo heavy yonus, the afilu lo heavy Shabbos, even if it wouldn't have been for Shabbos, lo imotz legaleach, you couldn't take a haircut on the seventh day. Lo chiyena megaleach lemoyed. Therefore, you can't take a haircut during Chol HaMoed." So Rashi is very shver. The Grader Rabbi in the Chon is Godom is there. Lemaitzah, this person couldn't he couldn't take a haircut before Yom Tov. Why is he also during Chol HaMoed? So you have to say in Rashi, if Rashi speaks out that an onus of avelus is not called an onus. What about Shiva? There's Shleshim during Chol HaMoed. That's the Shaila. It's a Shaila if you know Shleshim. We'll see later on if you know Shleshim during Chol HaMoed or not. Right. So this is the case of an oval. So that's good. Why our Mishnah holds our oval cannot take the Eker during Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara says Koyim. Hey Chidami. Where's the case that a Koyim can take the Eker during Chol HaMoed? Eli Mudishole Mishmartoi Erev Aregel. If the Kohen that went into the Mishmar we learned before, when the Kohen and Hanum are in the Mishmar, they're not going to take haircuts. So if you want to tell me now that his Mishmar ended on Erev Aregel, see if so, you bought a Legaluchi Erev Aregel. The Kohen should have taken haircut Erev Aregel. What's his head to take haircut during Yom Tov, during Chol HaMoed? Leitzricha Tei, we're talking about the Shole Mishmartoi Beregel. Then no, this Kohen went to the Beis Hamikdash into his Mishmar 6 days before Yom Tov. And you stay there for a complete week, and when the week was over, that's when it came Regel. So your Mishmar ended in the middle of Regel. So therefore, you couldn't take a haircut before Yom Tov. Of course, you're in the Beis Hamikdash, you're a Kohen. During the Mishmar, you can't take a haircut. Therefore, the Tan and the price holds. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to take a haircut. For the Gemara, if so, Tan and Lidan, what is our Mishnah old? Why does now Mishnah say a Kohen can take a haircut during Chol HaMoed? So far, our Tanah is like this. Kiva the Tanan, since we learned about this in Yonim of the Mishmar, that B'Shloisha Prokim Bashana, 3 times a year, which means on the 3 Regolim, on Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, Hayakola Mishmar Shavuos, that even though the whole year there were like 24 Mishmaras, means every week a certain Kahanim did the Avodah. They brought the Kabbonis, they got the meat. Mashen came during Yom Tov, there was no special Kohanim. Any Kohen that wanted was able to do the Avodah during Yom Tov. So that's Kol HaMishmar HaShavis. All the Mishmar were equal on Yom Tov. The Emori HaRagolim on the Kabbonis that were brought because of Yom Tov. The Emurim, that doesn't mean the Emurim Amish, that goes to the Gvoya, but it means the pieces of meat that the Kohanim are allowed to eat. Or the Chilik Lechem Aponim. And when they divided the Lechem Aponim on the Shabbos of Yom Tov, it was equally. So therefore, since on Yom Tov, it's still called, you're allowed to do the Avodah, so it's command of L'Sholem Mishmata B'Regel Dami. It's not considered like your Mishmar ended yet. So therefore, since the din of a Mishmar is, you're not allowed to take a haircut. While you're in the Mishmar, during Chol HaMoed, you can't take the haircut for the same reason. Because it's considered like your Mishmar is still going on. When your Mishmar ends as the Pshat, you have to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't bring Kabbonis anymore until the next time your Mishmar comes. But if your Mishmar ended in the first day of Yom Tov, Lamaisa and Yom Tov, you don't have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. You could continue bringing Kabbonis. So it's considered like your Mishmar is still going on, and that's the Lacho. During your Mishmar, you can't take a haircut. For the more it's a good teretz. See, if so, but Tana Brua, what is the Tana of the Brice? And it says, no, the Kohen could take care of it. I, why, the Khuri is still in the middle of his Mishmor. So, he holds like this. Alpha God, the Shaykh Banach Mishmorois, even though true, the Kohen are allowed to stay in the base of Migdash during the regal, and any Kohen can bring any carbon he wants, of a Mishmarta Miyoshlimi. But lay, I'll call upon him, his private Mishmor ended. That is a din, that when you go to the base of Mikdash to be in a Mishmar, you can't take a haircut during your Mishmar, it's only during your private Mishmar. But after it comes Yom Tov, and everybody's allowed to be there together, that's not called your private Mishmar. Therefore, during Yom Tov, you would not have an Isser of taking a haircut. Therefore, since Erev Yom Tov, you couldn't take a haircut, you were an honest then, you were in a Mishmar. Now, during Yom Tov, you're not in your private Mishmar anymore, it's like your Mishmar ended, therefore, the time of the price holds, you're allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Turn around. Kolelu Shamru Matarna Galech Bemoyit. All the cases in our Mishnah, you came over the sea, you let her take haircut, Mutarna Galech Bimeyavolin. Who are they? They have hetter if they're in Ovil, they're allowed to take haircut also. The guy was just let out of jail, came out of a Shriya, capture him, he could take haircut even though he's sitting Shiva. For the more Batanya Sumra, not like that, it's also to take a haircut. Omrav Chizdo, Omrav, Omrav Shelo, Kitan Yehocha Mutarin, Vishetachvu Avelov. It means that the second Avela is one after another. He sat Shiva for one, and when he got finished with the Shiva, before he could take a haircut, he became another oval again. So that's the case, you're allowed to take a haircut. In these cases, where he got freed, he came out of jail. If that's the case, that you had a second time, somebody died in your mishpacha, you're an oval one after another, my ear, a kolelu, what do you have to come on to the heter? That he was over the sea, or he was captured, and he just got let out right now. Afilu kuli almanami, anybody is allowed to take a haircut. In such a case, like any oval could take a haircut like this. The time you learned, tochvu avelov, at first one of his mishpacha died, he had a sit shiva. And then after the 7 days, another mishpacha died, he had to sit shiva for. So Allah is, if you're sitting shiva the second time, one after another, hichbit saro, your hair became very heavy. Your hair is very long. Make up a tire, you let it cover off with a razor. So you see, any oval could cover off with a razor. Or mechabit tzusi b'mayim, you could wash your clothing with water. So Marian says, oh, we learned like this, Omer Chizda, b'tar v'loi b'svarayim. A regular oval, if it comes a second time, he has to do a shinui, with a tar, with a razor, but not with the scissors. And if he washes his clothing, b'mayim v'loi b'nasim v'loi b'yoyim, with water and not with soap. My shenkin over here, in a case where he got freed, or else, like in the case of the Mishnah, he came over the sea, or he came out of jail now, and also he's in oval 2 times, he's allowed to take haircut even with the misparayim, even with the scissors. And he can wash his clothing even in a normal manner. So that's what the Tana holds. That in the case of Tachvu Avelov, that's the heter to take haircut in a normal manner, or to wash your clothing in a normal manner. And Amar Rav Chizda, Zaysimersim, here's a raya, Ovel Osavatach Vaisis. And Ovel is not allowed to wash his clothing, like you see here. It's also to wash the clothing, only in the case where the Avelas took place one after another, 2 Avelas. And you, over the sea, you have these aterium, then you let him wash your clothing normally. But otherwise, a regular oval, for 7 days, he's not allowed to wash his clothing. Yotana Rabbonin, Kishem She'omru, also la galeach b'moyid, the same way not allowed to take a haircut, to join Chol HaMoed, kach osa litol tzipronayim b'moyid. This is Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda. Shita, you're not allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed. But Reb Yehuda is mati, you're not allowed to cut your nails, during Chol HaMoed. Now, Kishem Shomru, Ovel Osel Galeach B'mei Avoloi, the same way it says an Ovel can't take a haircut while he's sitting Shiva, is Kach Osel Litit Tzipronayim B'mei Avoloi, Divi Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Shita, the same thing, an Ovel is not allowed to cut his nails. Rabbi Yosi Mati, Rabbi Yosi no was Mati, no, and Ophel's allowed to cut his nails. Omar Ulas, Ulas said, what's the halacha? Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda b'Yovel. We go l'chura, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita of an Ophel, l'chumra, that an Ophel is not allowed to cut his nails. The halacha, Rabbi Yosi b'moyit. Mashenka enjoined Cholomoyit, behold, Rabbi Yosi Shita, you're allowed to cut your nails. Shmula, Mashmul,